Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
When we need medical care, many of us go to the state's most expensive hospitals without realizing it. But you may soon, if not already, have to pay for that choice. The state's largest insurer, Blue Cross Blue Shield, is out with an insurance plan that charges members more, as much as $1,000 more, when they check in or have tests at one of 15 hospitals Blue Cross considers high cost. WBUR's Martha Biebinger has the story.
Permit me to start with a question, in this case for anyone who follows us on Facebook or Twitter. Would you pay $1,000 more to have an expected normal delivery at Brigham and Women's rather than at a hospital in your community? How about $450 more to have an MRI at one of the state's most expensive hospitals? Let us know, because that, in a nutshell, is what this story is about. Will much higher copays persuade patients to spend less on healthcare by checking into or scheduling tests at cheaper, less well-known hospitals? Many employers hope the answer is yes.
The more that we can encourage employees to seek lower-cost alternatives, which are equally good in quality, that will help address some of the cost issues that we face.
Rick Lord is president and CEO of the state's largest employer group, Associated Industries of Massachusetts. He says Blue Cross must make sure patients know that many lower and higher cost hospitals have the same quality ratings. But are business owners ready for angry comments from workers who may be referred to or schedule surgery at Mass General, for example, without realizing it will cost them $1,000 more? Here's Lord's response.
Current increases in the cost of health insurance are not sustainable. These products don't deny people access to those providers. What it does, though, is require them to pay a higher copay, so think twice about it before they choose a high-cost hospital versus a lower-cost one.
Blue Cross launched this plan for companies with 50 or fewer workers, telling employers they could save roughly 5.5%. That means employers facing a $1,500 increase on a family plan would instead pay $675 more. Blue Cross VP of Sales Larry Crowe says usually when Blue Cross offers a new type of health insurance, just 1-2% of businesses try it in the first year. But this high copay option plan is taking off.
We're seeing in the mid-20s adoption rate right out of the bat for January. Yeah, wow. It's been a very good reception.
Crowe acknowledges the plan will not sell well in the Berkshires or on Cape Cod, where the main hospital is on the high-cost list. In Boston, Blue Cross picked the top four high-cost hospitals, so while Beth Israel Deaconess has some expensive tests and procedures, it is not on the high-cost list. Two partners' hospitals, Mass General and Brigham and Women's, are on the list. Partners Network President Tom Lee says this designation is not fair or reasonable.
If our rates are higher, it's not because our doctors or administrators or nurses are making more money than other people's. It's because we are using those funds to do other things, which I think by and large society wants us to do.
Lee says when Partners makes money on high-end tests, for instance, it uses the profit to keep services that lose money afloat, such as mental health, pediatrics, and its burn units. So if Partners' business on the money-making services drops, what happens to those money-losing services?
We're not like trying to hold a gun to the baby's head. We would never do that. But can you invest in certain programs that are not going to make money if your margins in areas that do make money are being taken away? Of course not. You have to limit those investments.
Of course there are political dimensions here as well. Blue Cross spokesman Jay McQuaid says this high copay insurance plan is proof that insurers are taking steps without government intervention to control health care costs.
The private market isn't just sitting around letting increases go up at double digits year after year. With this product and others, we're really offering employers a way to get to a more affordable, sustainable position.
Blue Cross plans to sell this high copay product to all employers, not just businesses with 50 or fewer workers, later this year. For WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.